In the end, though, they hadn't had the courage or the insolence to truly carry through on the beliefs they proclaimed so loudly. Adrian Wyman was only too well aware of the penalties the Book of Schuller prescribed for anyone guilty of the crimes for which they had convicted him. Indeed, what had been done to the traitor Hoskins had been well short of the fullness of those penalties. It had simply been the best that could be done in the time and with the tools available. Wyman was a Schullerite. If anyone knew that, he did, and he wasn't going to pretend, even to himself, that he wasn't prayerfully grateful they'd been too cowardly to put him to the question or decree the punishment of Schuller. The thought of the wheel, the rack, the white-hot irons, of castration and blinding, of having his belly slit and his intestines drawn forth living, and then the fire, was enough to terrify any man, and rightly so. Schuller had instituted those penalties as much to deter such crimes as to punish them. Yet, had Archbishop Clermont and his lapdog Regency Council truly possessed the courage of their convictions, they would have decreed the full punishment of Schuller for his alleged crimes, not settled for a simple hanging. His lips twitched with contempt as he recalled what the Church of Carus called an interrogation. They'd refused to employ even the most gentle of the Inquisition's techniques. Sleep deprivation, yes, and endless relays of interrogators hammering away, hammering away, hammering away. And he had to admit they'd gotten more out of him than he'd expected. That had been mostly because they already knew so much, though. It had proven far harder than he'd ever anticipated not to answer their questions when they'd already demonstrated they knew at least 2/3 of the answers before they ever asked. And, as the fatigue mounted, it had become harder and harder to prevent little bits and pieces from dribbling out. "But they didn't get the big admission out of me," he thought grimly. "They came closer than they ever guessed more than once, but they never got it. That secret held, at least. They knew, or they sure as Shan Wei suspected, who gave the order, but they obviously don't have any evidence of it, and Kaming at least must have gotten away. That bastard would have betrayed me in a minute if the offer was right. But they never got me to admit it, not once." His eyes flickered with grim, hating triumph and contempt for his enemies at the thought. "The fools. Anyone can be made to confess with the proper persuasion. An inquisitor knows that if anyone does. If they'd been willing to put the question, they'd have gotten it out of me, however hard I tried to resist. But the cowards wouldn't do it." The secular authorities had been more willing to accept rigorous techniques. Indeed, Wyman had been shocked by the readiness of common soldiers to lay violent, impious hands on his person. It seemed the traitor Hoskins had been even more popular with Garvey's troops than with the bulk of Manchir's citizens. The sheer blazing hatred in their eyes when they learned Wyman had ordered the priest's kidnapping and execution had stunned the intendant, and the fists and boots which followed had been even worse. He'd been battered, bruised, bleeding, half-naked, and less than half-conscious when a captain, 2 lieutenants, and a quartet of leather-lunged sergeants rescued him. And there'd been a time or two here in the prison when one of his jailers had helped him fall, or a pair of them had administered a brutally skilled, methodical beating that left no bruises where anyone was likely to see them.